This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. He was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as Floyd lay helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate demonstrators. He has also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen, a Republican, told CNN a short time ago, the president has no understanding of the rule of law. Mr. Trump is taking a lot of continuing criticism for this week's use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House, so Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible at an Episcopal church. For the 10th consecutive day, there were widespread protests late into the night, calling for justice in the George Floyd killing, but for the second straight night, they were mainly subdued, with explosive anger replaced by a calmer appeal for racial justice. It fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis, where the Reverend Al Sharpton told mourners, quote, stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks. The service lasted with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held George Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a second-degree murder charge. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder by doing nothing to stop Chauvin. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of morning after. Last night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, there is something better on the other side of this. Atlanta was relatively quiet with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. Still, simmering unrest continues in New York City. Protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds as they made multiple arrests. The 8 p.m. curfew is set to stay in effect in the city.